Hello, everybody,
Hello.
and welcome to the special late night edition of the sexiest voice singing.
You know what's really funny? I think we're both in bed right now.
I'm actually on the couch in the living room.
Same diff. We're recording together in bed.
Oh yeah.
For a night of passion.
It's a fold-out bed, so it still counts.
Shall we talk about how no one subbed for immunity?
Yeah.
Because you all suck. No, I'm joking.
No, just, you know, if you get cut.
Yeah, it's the last time to save yourselves.
That was the last opportunity, and now it's gone. So, okay. So I guess we can just, like, go on to it. Oh, yeah, okay. Should we, like, say what they had to do or whatever?
Yeah, this week we came up with a theme.
Oh my god, theme! Like,
it was called Honey, Let's Try Something Different Tonight, and we gave them all types of sexy songs that we thought they were already associated with and they did more, and gave them something that was a contrast to what they normally did to challenge them. So, up first is Rochelle. We gave Rochelle sexy jazz because she normally does sexy pop and that kind of stuff. So we wanted something a bit more jazzy from Rochelle.
Yes, I'm excited.
Too. Some Nara Jones. She doesn't know why you didn't come, Melly.
Oh, no, I.
Yeah. Okay, Rochelle. I thought this was, like, pretty. I felt like you didn't really, like, go for sexy with this. Like, me and Melly have seen you had so much potential to make this, like, funny sexy with, like, the song and the content. Like, like I said to you, like, I hope you put emphasis on the coming bit. And then, like, sorry, listeners, but this could have been, like, really funny or, like, also really sexy, like, if you'd, like, sung it in that kind of, like, jazz way. But, I mean, like, you chose, like, jazz pop and you kind of, like, performed in, like, a pop way, which, like, in terms of, like, performance wasn't quite what we were, like, looking for. I felt like this could have been, like, sexier, but it was, like, pretty. Like, I liked the submission itself, like, but in terms of, like, sexy, it could have been, like, a bit more.
Yeah, I think this is your best vocal so far on the show, and I wish that we judged on that so I could, like, rave about this because I loved it, and I probably, like, could have it on my iPod. But, like, I think performing it sexy-wise, like, you could have done more. I loved the growls you had in there, and I thought that, like, when you went in those kind of whisperier notes, those were, like, really hot, and I loved those. Again, I wish you kind of pushed the envelope a bit more, because I really want to hear you get, like, all, like, panty and moany and stuff just for us. But, like, yeah, it wasn't, like, not performing it sexy, I don't think, but I don't think it was as far as I would have liked you to go. I still think you're kind of stuck in a, you're just too afraid to just let your sexy hang out.
Yeah, I, like, would have really liked some, like, like, I don't know. Sorry, I'm a bit, like, sketchy this morning. Some, like, Peggy Lee or, like, I think that even, like, Nancy Sinatra, like, Bam Bam, got, like, you could have, like, done something, like, a bit more, like, sultry than this, for the theme. I mean, like Camille said, it was, like, super pretty and stuff, and it was, mm-hmm. like, a really nice vocal, but, like, in terms of sexy and stuff, it... I wanted this to become I Know Why You Did Come in My Mind, and it didn't quite. So.
Okay, up next is Sharp Cookies. And she.
So much talk of coming in the.
Yeah. Sharp Cookies. We chose for her to do Club Sexy. Because she does, like, lots of, like, kind of more acoustic-y things.
Yeah.
So let's
hear me and sexy.
Yeah, so let's hear what she did.
Get it. I really wanna dance. behind my name and age.
Sharp Cookies with I'm a Slave for You by Britney Spears. I don't know why I did that. Yeah. So
we should be a different nationality.
Yeah, every time. So Cookies. I think it was like risky to pick this because Traviata did it round one and like we loved it. But I think it was a good choice for your challenge. And I think that for the most part, I think that you worked it well from a sexy performance level. In general, I liked like the panting and all that stuff. But one thing I want to say is on the get it's at the beginning, they were like attacking me from like all different angles and it was really crazy. And then I think later you kind of got a better handle on them and they didn't sound as like all over the place and they kind of added a really nice effect to it. So, yeah, that was just kind of my one note on that. I liked your performance on this. I think that in some places you didn't kind of sound as energetic as you should have been, and I think that if you had kind of built up the sexy a bit more, it would have been a lot, like, cooler, and I feel like at some points you lost energy from where you started in the song, which is super sexy, and then you kind of faltered a bit, but I think this was still strong. So good job.
Yeah, that's true. Like, in terms of, like, sexy performance as a package, like, this could have built more. I felt like you really went for it, though. Like, we really appreciate people fitting the theme and people going for the sexy, and you did both. For, like, the most part. There was just, like, some bits later on in the song where you just seemed to, like, the end of your phrases just seemed to, you seemed to sound a little bit like you were losing energy or something. Which, And I'm a Slave for You isn't, like, always the best thing, but, yeah, I really liked this. I think that it was, like, a really good submission for the theme, and you really went for it, so I appreciate that a lot.
Mm-hmm. Next up is Ida. And we gave Ida Sexy Ballads.
I'm telling you exactly what is on my mind. Seems like everybody's breaking up, throwing the love away. But I know I got a good thing right here, that's what I say. Hey, nobody's gonna love me better, I must stick with you forever. Go another day, so I'm telling you exactly what is on my mind. See the way we're riding our private lives and nobody getting in between. I want you to know that you're the only one for me. You know how to appreciate around, they ain't bringing us down. I know you and you know me, and that's all that counts. So don't you worry about people hanging around, they ain't bringing us down. I know you and you know me, and that's what I say.
Ida.
I love you too, Ida.
Me personally?
Yeah.
That was Ida with Stick With You by Pussycat Dolls. As heard by Rochelle last week. Ida. I should say like that. It's like the most unsexy thing ever. I like this. You really fit the theme by choosing the ballads that we gave you. I felt that, like, you were pretty sexy on it. It's kind of one of those, like, sultry, sexy songs anyway. But I liked the fact that you did do some, like, background stuff and some, like, side-panned additional voices and things like that to kind of, like, amp it up. Because this song is kind of, like, one level and it is hard to build from it. But I felt like you did do some of that, so that was good, and it was pretty sexy. I think that, like, you could have, like, adopted maybe, like, an almost, like, more pulled back tone. It felt like sometimes you were, like, really going for it when it could have been, like, a bit more restrained. Not in terms of sexy, I mean, like, well, yeah, kind of, like, just in your voice type, it's like the voice kind of style that you adopted, if that makes sense. Just that could have, like, made your performance a bit more, like, sultry if it was a bit, like, more pulled back. Does that make any sense?
Sort of.
But I'm not criticizing your vocal. I'm just thinking about, like, the tone of your voice when you were singing, like, you were, like, really going for the high notes. Like, I think there could have been, like, a bit less energy in the beginning. Does that make sense?
Sort of. I'm still dizzy from the backtrack.
I don't know how to explain it, because I'm not, like, criticizing your vocal. Your vocal was, like, amazing and I adored it. I'm just thinking about, like, in terms of, like, your sexy performance, like, what you could have done to make this song a bit, like, more sexy in terms of that, if that makes
sense. What I think is that either you fell into the same trap that Rochelle did when she did it, where since it's, like, a really, like, repetitive song, and it starts off and you're like, oh, you know, this is sexy, but then it just kind of does the same thing again and again and again, so it just, it's like, it loses its sexiness as it goes, because it's just the same thing. That's how I feel anyways. So I kind of would have liked, like, to add additional things, not just to what you're doing vocally, which you did with, like, your background stuff, but I'd really like to see you add things to your performance as you went to change things up a bit and make it more dynamic.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, you're phrasing it much better than I did in 5 words. And then I use, like, 50. Yeah, like, it would have been really nice to have, like, a change in your tone at the beginning. So it was, mm-hmm, like, I know that exactly what is on my mind. You know, like, some kind of, like, not like that, because that was, like, creepy. But, like, it's, and then, like, when you, like, went into, like, the later choruses, then, yeah, use, like, a stronger tone, and that would have, like, changed, made the song more dynamic, sexy-wise.
Yeah, so, like, I don't really have anything else other than that one comment. So, up next is Ali Monty.
Ailey Monte. My 60s boy's girlfriend, Traviata, got caught. So I'm picking a new one, and I chose Ailey Monte, because she's my VH girlfriend.
Careful, Monty, she's a black widow. Here's Monty. We gave Monty sexy rock.
One way or another, I'll get ya. Gonna find her. I'm gonna get you, get you, get you, get you. One way or another, I'm gonna win ya. I'm gonna get you, get you, get you, get you. One way or another, I'm gonna see ya. I'm gonna meet you, meet you, meet you, meet you. One day, maybe next week, I'm gonna meet ya. I'm gonna meet you, I'll meet you. I will drive past your house. One way or another, I'm gonna find ya. I'm gonna get you, get you, get you, get you. One way or another, I'm gonna win ya. I'll get ya, I'll get ya. One way or another, I'm gonna see ya. I'm gonna meet you, meet you, meet you, meet you. One day, maybe next week, I'm gonna meet ya. Hey, I'll meet ya. And if the lights are all out, I'll follow your bus downtown. See who's hanging out.
Orgasmic solo. Go! Yeah! Keep going, baby.
Trick ya, I'll trick ya. One way or another, I'm gonna lose ya. I'm gonna trick ya, yeah, trick ya, trick ya. Why has it just stopped? Seems like the end of the karaoke I downloaded is not working. Oh well, don't worry, babes, we'll just carry on, but a cappella. One, two, three, go!
One way or another, I'm gonna lose ya. I'm gonna give you that slip, a slip of that lip or another. I'm gonna lose ya. I'm gonna trick ya, trick ya, trick ya one way or another. I'm gonna lose ya. I'm gonna trick ya, trick ya, trick ya, trick ya one way or another. I'm gonna lose ya. I'm gonna give you that slip. I'll walk down the mall, stand over by the wall where I can see it all. Find out who you call, lead you to the supermarket. Check out some specials and a rat food. Get lost in the crowd. One way or another, I'm gonna get ya. I'll get ya. One way or another, I'm gonna get ya. I'm gonna get ya. One way or another, I'm gonna get ya. I'm gonna get ya. I'm gonna get you one way or another.
And that was Ailey Monte with One Way or Another by Blondie. And holy shit, girl. This is exactly like.
Damn.
Okay, this
Damn.
Is like, before we got to like the end bit that I will get to in a second, but like everything before that with the backtrack, that's what I'm kind of talking about with everybody else. Like, just adding little things in, like, little speaking parts, you know, just a little noise here and there. That's, like, the kind of thing that just kind of puts it that little bit over what we're looking at. It's, like, those things. And, oh my god, Monty, when you said orgasmic solo, I, like, laughed so hard. That was so funny. And then when the backtrack stopped and then you went into, like, the acapella stuff, like, I don't even have words for that. Like, not only were you singing it great, but you also brought the sexy performance, and you really, you know, you made it a song for this competition, and not just like a sexy, like a, not just a song. It was a sexy voice song. So like, awesome. Awesome.
Damn.
Damn, girl.
Damn. Like, this was perfect. This was absolutely perfect for the show. You completely fit the theme. You absolutely went crazy with the sexy. It was just like epic. Like, you did everything that you possibly could with this song to make it sexy. It was like, ugh, I couldn't hold on to my pants. They've kind of gone somewhere. Literally, girl, come right to my house right now. Just saying. Just saying. I have nothing else to say. It was fantastic.
Yeah, that was excellent. Up next is Russ, who also had the sexy rock theme.
Mm-hmm.